This is the Weekend Edition. Donal Kavanagh standing in for Greg on the programme this morning, and we're joined in studio by a local farmer, but not just any farmer. Officially, according to Zurich Farm Insurance, one of the rising stars of farming in Ireland. And what can we say? John Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Donal. It's nice to be here. It's nice to meet you.
John, you've been nominated as one of the rising stars of Irish agriculture by Zurich Farm Insurance. What exactly does that mean?
I suppose I was surprised to be nominated, delighted to be nominated, and I was even more surprised to be shortlisted in top 8 in the country. I've been nominated by maybe a few of my customers for my how I diversified the farm and my innovation and what I've tried in the last 3 years.
Now, we know that farm shops, artisan markets and so on are becoming very important in Letterkenny, Remilton and further afield. And the Letterkenny artisan market has really picked up in the past number of months, and you've been central to that.
We've been there from the start. It's 2 years ago now. That's been a great addition to us. I was delighted to get the chance to go there. The opportunities it brought to us on the farm has been unreal. Chance for me to meet the public and tell a story behind me producing the food and about the work that goes into it. We started off up there with a small table, maybe about 4 foot wide. Now we're up to like a 20-foot stall, double-sided. So it's just gone from strength to strength.
You're running a farm shop on the farm as well, and people can go directly to the farm and buy from you. You're also supplying local restaurants and cafes and so on. So you've certainly had to go out there to build and develop markets.
About 3 years ago, decided I had to do more. Things just weren't going to work out the way we were going. So I had to put myself out there. I had to push the boundaries and step out of the comfort zone. So opened the farm shop, and that's been very popular. People love, you can drive past and see the vegetables growing in the fields, and just pull up and see the vegetables growing in the polytunnel out behind the shop. Then we set up the honesty box as well, where people can come, the shop's only open 3 days a week, so people can come on the days that were closed and still pick up their vegetables and leave the money in the honesty box. Then I got more interest in from the restaurants. A few of the big restaurants here in Letterkenny had picked up our stuff from a shopper from the market and were keen to get it on the menu. Like Locals, very popular at the minute, the whole local food scene. So we had Christopher from the Lemon Tree, Garvin from Sage, Martin from Saunder, and now more recently I have Joe O'Hara from Ben & Co. Very keen to get as much of our stuff on their menu as possible, so it's all help.
It's interesting you say that, because if anyone that watches MasterChef or any of the food programmes, the chef-based programmes, which are becoming more and more popular, the key words on those programmes appear to be sustainable local produce, keep it fresh, keep it simple, keep it local. That seems to be the mantra, and it's something that you and others involved in farm shops and farming are able to tap into at the moment.
Well, that's it. Like in the last three, four years, there's been a big increase in interest in it. And like coming from the last 10 years, where I would say everything was a bit negative in the sector, it's good now that it's kind of turned full circle now and it's back in demand.
There is something of a cliche in the minds of some people that agriculture at the moment is a matter of farmers existing on the basis of EU subsidies, and that's really all that's involved. You're giving the light to that in a very real way, that agriculture is about far, far more than EU subsidies, and that it is about creating and sustaining businesses and ensuring that you're getting out there and making your own way.
That's it. There's a lot of hard work goes into it. That is a bit of a myth out there that farmers are just are getting a lot of handouts from Europe, and they do get some money from Europe, but the farming's hard work, and there's a lot of effort has to go into it. And to be sustainable going forward, we have to try new things and look at new markets.
We hear a lot these days too about the slow pace at which supports are being implemented, be it GLAS, be it the knowledge group, be it other payments, REPs as it was previously. Obviously, you'd like to see the department do more in terms of providing the supports that are necessary, particularly to people like yourself who are really moving on and trying to do something dynamic on the farm.
Well, that's it. The department are sluggish at times, and they don't realise the pressure that's on farmers out there, and they need to kind of move with the times and look at the future. I mean, the change in the last 10 years in agriculture has been stark, and I would say they need to start looking at what's going to be like in another 5 and 10 years instead of They're always like 5 years behind their plan.
But coming back to the Zurich nomination, Zurich Farm Insurance have nominated you as one of the rising stars in Irish agriculture. What's the timetable now in terms of the competition going forward?
Well, I would say we should know in the next week or so how we've done. I think the big night is on the 25th, maybe, or towards the end of May. So I'll hear something in the next week or so.
And what does it mean to you personally in terms of that nomination, as someone who is working as hard as you're obviously working and someone who is striving to make the best of a family business, you know, to get that sort of indication at a national as well as a local level must be something special?
Well, as I say, like, I was surprised to be even nominated, and if I don't get any further with it, like, it doesn't really annoy me too much. I'm happy and delighted that local people nominated me, and that's the main thing, that people are happy with what we're doing and they like the direction that we're going in.
There's many people going to be listening who have a farming background, perhaps young people who are on the farm, are looking at the possibility of inheriting a family farm or taking on the running of the family farm. They may be doing so with some trepidation, with some worry, given that in many cases we're told farm incomes are down, that it can be difficult, and it can be a very difficult business to succeed in. The message you would have for them would be what?
Keep your options open and look for how to diversify the farm. That's going to be the main thing going forward. Like, we're a small country in the west of Europe. We're up against it with the weather and with the wet land. So, like, going forward, competing against world market and world prices, it's a tough place. So you need to be look at all the options and what could be produced in the farm.
And from your own point of view, John, as you say, you do have a farm shop on your own farm, as well as selling at the artisan market in Letterkenny and supplying the local restaurants and so on. Give yourself a bit of a plug. How can people get to the farm and avail of what you have to offer?
Well, the farm itself is located about halfway between Letterkenny and Lifford, on the turnoff for Rafo called Ballyhooly. The farm shop's open Tuesday, Friday and Saturday. The Honesty Box is set up every other day. Or you can get us at the Letterkenny Artisan Market on every Saturday from 10 until 4. And the other thing is, we have a very active Facebook page. So if you want to see what we're about and see the pictures and all, we post a lot of pictures and videos on our Facebook page, and we have 2,600 likes on it. So it gets a lot of attention, and it's a great way for us to promote the farm and the produce what we have on the day.
John, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the nomination, and all the best with the way it goes next week.
Thank you very much, Donal. Thank you.